Thank you for tuning in. You're listening to WKRM 103.7 FM.
It's now time for Front Porch Happenings with
Delk Kennedy.
All right, welcome in. This is Front Porch Happenings. This time, this station, every Friday, we talk about what's going on in Columbia, Tennessee, Murray County, Southern Middle Tennessee, and the weekend, weeks to come. There's always a lot. I'm your host. My name is Delk Kennedy. I'm joined by my co-host, James Dickinson, affectionately known as Coach. Coach, good morning.
Good morning, Delk. How are you doing today?
Doing okay, buddy.
Windy. Sun's shining. No rain. Beautiful day outside.
It's a beautiful day. That wind is blowing, to say the least. But, and this weekend, it's a hard act to follow Easter and then Mule Day.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Columbia needs a rest. A weekend rest. I tell you what, the Mule Day was great last weekend. We had a lot of fun here at the Front Porch Radio, out on the front porch. Beautiful job on broadcasting parade, video in the parade. And Delk, you did a tremendously good job out getting interviews last Saturday.
I was out there hustling, but everybody did. The whole team did a great job. For the first time, I think very successfully, we've experimented with it before, but we very successfully got up a live stream video cast of the parade to go along with our broadcast from beginning to end, and it was a good live stream. You can find it by going, if you want to still see it, you can go to our website or go to our Facebook page and watch and hear the Mule Day Parade and hear the broadcast. Just at your leisure, we're looking forward to doing that again, and we'll continue to do quite a bit of that.
Well, Delk, I'm excited. We got a new customer this week, a Murray County Equipment Company out here.
Oh, those are great folks.
They are. A great service department, great parts department, sales team, tremendously good. This is good peaks, good folks. If you're looking for any type of a New Holland new tractor or a Gravely mower or a bush hog, anything like that, any parts for you mower, go out and see these guys. You'll love them like we do.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they're right out there on Carmack Boulevard. What are they across from?
A bone and joint clinic.
Yeah, you go out to Mount Pleasant Highway, and no, not the Mount Pleasant Highway, the Hampshire Williamsport
right.
Pike, and there when you cross Carmack Boulevard, just turn toward the jail or whatever, and it's right there.
Can't miss it. Yeah, you see all the tractors out there and the lawnmowers.
Big blue tractors everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the coach. Matt and Quinn out there, they're head of sales and run the place, and you'll love both these guys. Matter of fact, I purchased a new lawnmower from him last week, and that's the second one I bought from these guys. And just they're good people. Go out there and see them.
Yeah, I mean, a complete line of New Holland tractors, from compact tractors that you might use on your if you have 2 or 3 acres or whatever, on up to large agricultural tractors that can pull just about anything.
Oh, most definitely. Front end buckets on them, and it's a good place to do business.
And complete line of utility tools, you know, for whatever you want to put behind your tractor, whether it's a plow or a bush hog or whatever, they've got all that stuff too.
And they have 3 locations. They've got one in Dixon and one in Clarksville, Tennessee, and one in Columbia. And they've been in Columbia for 29 years now. So they've been here a long time.
Wow. Fantastic. Pleased to have them on board. Pleased to get out there and get to know them. It was a great experience. Thanks for taking me along. Yeah. All right. Let's see. So, like I said, we've not got much at all. I'm going to start off with George Hamilton V, who has a show on this station every Sunday night, 7 to 9. It's called Americana Central Time. George writes, this night on George Hamilton V's Americana Central Time radio show on WKRM at 7 p.m., live music and conversation with singer-songwriter Cowboy Joe Babcock of the Hee Haw television show and leader of the Nashville edition, where the backup vocalist for thousands of national country records and hundreds of hits. His song, Wash My Hands in Muddy Water, was a hit for Opry star Stonewall Jackson and recorded by countless stars, including Elvis. How about that? Live music with rising singer-songwriter Florence Somerville from London, England, who has been in Nashville participating in the annual Tin Pan South Songwriter Festival. Plus, one tale at a time with Marshall McGough from his acclaimed book, Tales from the Backward Z, rip-roaring storytelling about the goings-on and growing up in marvelous Mount Pleasant, Tennessee. Tune in to George Hamilton Fifth's Americana Central Time live performance radio show on WKRM and WKRMradio.com Sunday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time, direct from Columbia, Tennessee. All right, folks, and that's and immediately preceding that show is the Wood Songs, which is a live old-time radio show live from Lexington, Kentucky. And so between 6 and 9 on Sunday night, you really get some tremendous live performances, and it makes a great evening to sit back and listen to it. All right, I think we'll have to go to Jay Powell's column here, which we do every Friday. Every Friday in the Columbia Daily Herald, Jay Powell writes a column about what's happening in Columbia, Murray County, southern Middle Tennessee in the week and weeks to come. And number one on Jay's list is, of course, an event at the Polk Home, which is just two doors down from us, one of Columbia's greatest assets. Murray County's the greatest assets. Polk Home Family of Influence Walking Tour. Learn about the history of Columbia this weekend through the eyes of arguably its most famous former residents, the Polks. The James K. Polk Home and Museum will kick off a new walking tour Saturday, which will run every other weekend through May 25th. The Family of Influence Walking Tour will take guests through downtown Columbia, taking you back to the days before Mule Town was a thing. This includes Samuel Polk's infamous fight on the city's downtown square. The tour will begin at 9 a.m. Saturday at the Polk Home and will last approximately, all right, I got to turn the page here, an hour and a half. Tickets are $20. And for more information, contact the Polk Home. Visit jameskpolk.com or you can give them a call at 931-388-2354. Number two, Higher Pursuits opening day at the Duck River. Now that the weather is warming up, spring's here. What'd you say, Coach? 28 school days left?
Approximately 28 days left in school.
Wow. School will be out. When's school get out?
May 23rd.
Oh, wow. It's here. Spring's here, y'all. All right. Higher Pursuits opening day at the Duck River. Now that weather is warming up and the sun is shining, it's about time for this year's kayaking season. Higher Pursuits on Cheeks Bend Road will host its grand opening day of the season starting at 8 a.m. tomorrow Saturday, pending this weekend's weather forecast. What is weather forecast for tomorrow?
74 and sunny.
That's a great day to be out at seeing about those kayaks, no doubt about it.
And guess what Sunday is? 80 degrees.
Wow.
Beautiful.
It's here. All right. Higher Pursuits, Cheeks Bend Road will host its grand opening day of the season starting at 8 o'clock Saturday. It looks like the weather's going to be good. Spend a relaxing day traveling down Duck River away from the bustle of cars, work, and regular life while paddling down one of Columbia's most valued and celebrated resources. Reserve your spot by calling 931-840-8575. That's 931-840-8575. For more information on Higher Pursuits rentals and classes, go to higherpursuits.com. That's one word, higherpursuits.com. Number three, the Sound of Music at Packard Playhouse. Packard Playhouse, North Main Street here in Columbia, will present its latest production of The Sound of Music this weekend, and it's bound to be a classy affair, starring Packard Playhouse founder Annie Dupree as of the Annie Moses Band. The inspiring true story follows Maria and widower Captain Von Trapp and his seven children, each banding together to escape the Nazi regime in Austria during World War II. The show is set to take the stage starting at 7 o'clock tonight, Friday, and tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, with additional performances at 2:30 p.m. Saturday and 2:30 p.m. Sunday. Most of the shows have sold out, but there are still tickets available for the 7 p.m. Sunday encore performance. Proceeds from the ticket sales will benefit Packard Playhouse's theatrical programs. Tickets are $25 and can be purchased by calling the box office at 800-918-275. All right, let me start over. 800-918-5270. 800-918-5270. Or by visiting PackardPlayhouse.com. PackardPlayhouse.com. All right, number four, Cruising the Co-op revs up for 2024. The United Farm and Home Co-op is prepping for another fun weekend for car enthusiasts. Kick off this year's Cruising the Co-op season. The co-op invites classic car enthusiasts and others looking to get out this weekend for its monthly car show, which will include food trucks, live entertainment, and more. The fun starts at 5 o'clock today, Friday, and will run till 8 p.m. this evening. For more information, you can call 931-388-0714, 931-388-0714. Live entertainment around the county. Golden Soul Review will perform at Grinder Switch Winery, 7 p.m. tonight, Friday. That's on North Garden Street. November Blue will perform at McCreary's Irish Pub starting at 7 o'clock tonight, Friday. The World Turning Band, a tribute to Fleetwood Mac, will perform at the Mule House starting at 8 o'clock tomorrow night, Saturday. Tickets range from $22 to $27 and are available at themulehouse.com. Trujillo, T-R-U-J-I-L-L-O, will perform at the Tilted Mule starting at 7 p.m. Saturday night. They had a big weekend at the Tilted Mule last week.
It got pretty interesting around 1 o'clock at the Tilted Mule. All the Mule Day vendors ended up out there and had a heck of a show out there.
Yep. It's Mule Day. It was Mule Day, y'all. All right, but they're recovered, Trujillo will perform. New Binge will perform at Ember's Tavern and Grill, 8 o'clock tomorrow night, Saturday. Night Moves will perform at the Boondocks starting tomorrow night at 8 p.m. And let's see, Coach, you were going to talk about sports this weekend? Oh, wait a minute. I got one more thing.
Go ahead.
There will be a Restoration Jail Ministry Breakfast Friday, May 10th at 7 a.m. That's over with, isn't it? That was this morning.
That's all right.
At any rate, the Restoration Jail Ministry, that was a fundraiser for the Restoration Jail Ministry. They do some great things trying to help assist people, of course, in their faith, but also in making the transition from being in jail to getting out and trying to reestablish their lives. You know, you can't just hand somebody their clothes and say good luck after they've lost their apartment or whatever house they're renting, their car's been repossessed, and just throw them back out there and expect that they're going to recover and be good citizens. So Restoration Jail Ministry helps with that. And helps to get people back on their feet, try to make them good citizens and move on in a productive way in their lives. So, folks, it's a good cause to support. Let's see. The website is restorationjailministry.org, restorationjailministry.org. Coach, what you got?
Sports. We're in the midst of a super big event once a year called Masters down in Georgia, Augusta, Georgia.
That little thing, yeah.
Yes, it's humongous. I caught myself last night watching the Masters replay up to about 11 o'clock last night, and it was a windy day down in Augusta yesterday. Columbus Central plays a baseball game tonight at 6:30 at home against Summit. It's a non-district game. Columbia Central's girls has a game Saturday and Sunday, and Mike Lyles will be on the website streaming the game live Saturday and Sunday. NASCAR
will also be a live stream of that baseball game tonight as well, is it, won't there? No, okay.
It's no, just not the baseball game. No,
just a radio broadcast tonight.
No, not even a broadcast of a baseball game. I don't think we're going to do it tonight, are we? I ain't heard. Could have. We'll let you know later.
I ain't gotten the memo yet. We'll see.
I ain't either, but I don't think we're going to carry the baseball games. I know we're carrying both baseball games, live streaming them Saturday and I think 3 o'clock Sunday. And then the course down in Texas Saturday is the big race, Texas Motor Speedway Auto Trader race. It starts around 2:30, and the big event for the weekend, Elk, I sort of rated over the Masters myself, but Alabama Crimson Tide football team will have their Yearly A-Day game kicks off at 3 o'clock. ESPN will carry it live, and they're anticipating a crowd of 95 to 100,000 people to show up to that thing.
Good grief. To debut
Coach DeBoer's first season at University of Alabama. So they got all kind of events tomorrow. They got home baseball game, home softball game, and they're anticipating 95 to 100,000 people being Tuscaloosa for tomorrow.
Wow. That's just absolutely amazing.
It is. And, you know, we're a month away from spring fling. Spring fling is where all the spring sports play for their championships. Baseball, girls softball, you know, boys soccer, tennis, track and field. And so it's getting close to the end of season for all these spring sports right now. You're starting to get into district play and region play. And then if you're the elite of the elite, you'll be heading to Murfreesboro for state championships.
Oh, wow. It's spring.
It is.
It's awesome. All right, folks, that is all we've got. I mean, after, like I said, it's hard to follow Easter and Mule Day with a whole lot.
It is. Most definitely.
Yeah. But it's always going to be great weather this weekend, great weekend to get out.
But what a success. Murray County Bridle and Saddle Club out here. If it wasn't for them, folks, we wouldn't have a Mew Day. They do a wonderful job, and they come in here, and we talk a lot about Mew Day coming up to events, and it's amazing. Just two people's got 90 years worth of experience out there that's been with them for 50 years, you know, doing this Mew Day. And so hats off to Murray County Bridle and Saddle Club. Brady Carr, what a great job Brady does to putting this thing together. He puts the program together, and, you know, they're planning for next year's Mew Day already, so they're at work on that. So outstanding job, Murray County Bridle and Saddle Club.
Mule Day or Mule Days. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday was a huge success.
It was.
And it's something that is uniquely Columbia.
It is.
Yeah, it's awesome. All right, Coach, I think we're done. We'll be back next week, this time, this station.
Remember, radio loves you. Thank you so much.
All right.